church night, but I had forgotten such things in the rush of events. Dad was gone already, so I walked into the kitchen where Mom was cooking. "Why is Dad picking up Uncle Bill from the airport?"
"David, don't you remember? The revival with your Uncle Bill starts tonight and goes through Sunday."
"Oh, man," I groaned. "That means we won't have youth group tomorrow night." It was a typical pastor's kid scenario. The thing we loved most about church was often suspended so we could all come together for the thing we loved least about church, being with the old people. Mom gave me the look.
"David, try to have a good attitude, son. It's just until Sunday, and we need to support your father and the whole church, not just the youth group. You get to see all your friends all you want at school."
"Yes, ma'am." There would be no winning on matters such as these. Conceding defeat was the only move. Mom finished wiping off the counter and met my eye.
"And David, I also invited Ring to come to the revival tonight."
"Really?" I didn't mean it the way it sounded. It just seemed like an empty gesture. Adult revivals were not exactly hot destinations for teenagers, though I loved my Uncle Bill. And Ring, well, he was in a unique category of people. If kids like us couldn't get through to him, how was a sermon going to do it?
"Yes, really."
She didn't seem very annoyed with my response, and in the next moment she suddenly became very intent.
"David, you just never know what God might do in someone's life. Opportunities are all around us, so we have to take as many as we can."
What could I say to that?
"Yes, ma'am."
I headed off to school as usual. Naturally, I kept a close watch for Ring, but I didn't see him in the halls between classes. The cafeteria was my best shot at a sighting, but when lunchtime rolled around, Ring was nowhere to be seen. I asked around, and no one had seen him all day. I put Ring out of my mind, ready to think of other subjects for a change. After school, I headed to track practice and worked up another good sweat, then took another shower. Then it was home for dinner and getting spiffed up for church. I had strong doubts Mom's specially invited guest would be there, and I wasn't the least surprised to get there and find out I was right. Lots of smiling, chatting members, but no Ring. No other kids my age either. I was stuck there by myself. But I was used to that, and besides, the preacher was Uncle Bill, and he was okay by me. After church, we all went back to our house to eat and catch up. Mom asked me if I knew anything about Ring's whereabouts. I just shrugged my shoulders. I was frankly ready to move on. Yet the next morning, when he was absent from school again, I couldn't help but notice, and curiosity began to creep back in and take hold of me again. What's up with this guy? Whatever it wasn't my job. Life would go on, and good luck to him. I coasted through the day, and by a quarter to six I was at church for the second night of the revival. The service didn't actually start until 6:30, but we were on PFST, Pastor's Family Standard Time. We took whatever the start time was for normal folks and backed it up at least 45 minutes. And we never came early just to sit there and wait for people to arrive. There was always work to be done. Last-second details to attend to, a small pile of debris to sweep up here, a light bulb to replace there, communion to prepare, shiny stainless steel plates and round, stackable containers with dozens of holes in them to hold the tiny plastic communion cups, which each needed to be filled with.